I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
I feel like I can't talk right.
Filthy.
I talk over myself.
Filthy.
I love it, buku, 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 buku.
We are wired in, baby.
Thanks, babe. You know, I don't call you baby.
Just I know, I don't. It's weird.
Sounds creepy.
I don't like it.
I like whenever you say baby to me, though. I don't mind it.
Baby? Really?
Yeah. Makes me feel like a man in, like, the 60s.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Or in, like, the 50s, like, the Mad Men era.
Like,
what's
really
up,
like, I don't
baby?
Like, I don't like baby.
No?
No.
Huh.
Babe. Well, I don't like pet names.
Yeah, pet names are weird. I mean, I call you babe. I call you tree. I call you that.
Remember one time at work, there was this girl that kept calling me, like, honey, sweetie, babe. And I was like, my name's Trina.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You piped off?
Yeah. I was like, my name is Trina.
That's kind of rude, Trina.
Well, I told her my name already before that, and she kept calling me these pet names.
She's just trying to be nice.
I don't like that. That's not. I don't want to be called baby by somebody I don't really know.
Do me a favor. Like, actually, I'll just turn your mic up.
Yeah, just do that. Yeah. I feel like I can hear myself better now.
Yeah. Well, it's because you turned your mic up. We're not in our studio, so it's not really anyone's fault. It's just how it is right now, and
the way life is going right now.
How it is? It's kind of crazy. So little update. I'm sure you guys have been wondering where we've been.
Yeah. Been on
same
a little,
here.
Little hiatus.
I've been wondering where we've been.
Yeah, where have we been?
We had to miss an episode last week. Well, yeah, it's a colorful July 4th.
I think we missed two episodes.
Two? No. If we miss this week, it'll be two.
Will it?
We just missed
one. We've only missed one.
Yeah. We're good. We're doing all right. Yeah.
Feels like it's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, I could very well be wrong.
Shoot, we should know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. This is episode 15. We're not worried about all those past episodes. We're not worried about all the past events. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
We have stuff to look forward to, including, and we can let the cat out of the bag.
Ooh.
Guys, we're moving to Grand Rapids.
We are. It's official, guys.
It is official. I didn't want to say anything on the podcast because of work and everything. We didn't know if it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
We found a place to live.
Yep.
So that takes a lot of stress off, I think.
Fuck yeah.
It's a cool spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
We'll see about that. I'll once we get there, I'll be like, okay, this is a cool spot.
Yeah. It doesn't seem real yet, though.
Yeah. It could not be. Could all be a fugazi.
Maybe.
No, we're sitting in your cousin there. We found this guy. He's like an artist. He's renting out his spot downtown. Yeah. He's subleasing it to us for a couple months. Let us find jobs.
Get established.
Get income on paper so we can get our own, you know.
Get our lives together.
Real place. But I sent him some money already. So hopefully it's not a scam.
Before we even knew that he was like this person he says he is. Nah. He seems legit.
Yeah. He has like a website. Like I said, he's an artist. And
I mean, anyone can have a website.
But still, it'd be a pretty elaborate scheme if he was scheming.
It would.
Yeah.
He would have had a premeditated scheme.
Oh, yeah. He'd be, I mean, you could only really do this a couple times and people would just report you and then it would, but you could just.
Unless he's just a really good con artist.
God, what if he was?
That'd be crazy.
What if that was his art? We've talked about this before.
He is an artist.
Like a good con artist. You can't really be a con artist anymore. It's 2018. Like people are going to like know
Figure
your face.
You out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can be found. Remember we were watching Barry and she like puts him an account on Facebook. She's
don't
you
want to
be found?
Him.
And then he's like, oh shit, like maybe I don't want to be found. Yeah, so delete your Facebook.
Stay off Facebook.
Just kidding.
No, but Grand Rapids, we're leaving the 28th.
Yeah.
July 28th, 2018.
Like, I don't know if Zach's trying to make it straight through or how we're going to do this driving thing, but.
Why don't you just talk to me? Why are you saying Zach?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
There's like a group of people in the corner watching us.
Well,
it's
the
just
dogs.
Us.
The dogs are with us.
We're at my sister's place. We have we're taking care of her dog for the weekend. And your freaking demon cat. I have Kai spray. It's cat spray.
It says bad kitty on it.
This is Kai spray. Cat's name is Kai. He's a shithead.
Cats are weird.
I hate cats.
He's not that bad. No. I don't mind him. And I think he kind of likes me, but cats are so weird.
I hate cats.
Like, I just observe him and the way he just, like, meticulously walks around everything.
Yeah.
Without, like, touching anything.
No, I remember that one time, that one night.
Yeah, but that was him being an asshole. He just, like, took his paw and smacked her seat off the table.
Yeah, he looked over at us, or he, like, looked around.
Yeah, and then he walked away.
Smacked her seat off the table and just walked away. He's injured Trina now.
He sliced me.
Got a little slice.
He sliced me. This doesn't look that good. Hmm. Just gonna get this dried up blood off.
How did we get there, though? How did we get to...
You got kitty spray in your hand.
I know, but how do we get there?
Oh, I mean, I was trying to ask you, well, I was saying Zach.
Straight through shot, yeah.
Yeah, like, are you trying to go the full 17 hours?
Not trying to.
We're going to have to stop, like, every 4 hours because of this little pup over here.
I was thinking, like, more than that. He's going to be freaking out. I think he's going to shit in the car at least once.
I don't think so.
Bentley, our dog, he gets anxious.
He does. It could very well partially be our faults.
Our faults.
Yeah. Me and Zach and I both.
I'm a step parent. I came into this.
Oh my gosh.
You were already harming him.
No, I wasn't. How am I harming him?
I've seen the marks.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen the bruises.
Oh my gosh.
I have a bruise.
Yeah, well.
From you.
Maybe you should have knuckle punched me.
Oh my God. We're going to get into the domestic fight. No, but like, what is this thing? Like, do you think we got him as a rescue, or you got him as a rescue a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
a year, 2 years before I came in the picture? But anyways, was he anxious then?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Like when I first brought him home, the very first thing I noticed is like, he didn't want to go into the bathrooms.
Oh.
Like where we lived. Like he sniffed around the whole house, went into the rooms, the kitchen. And then, like, found the bathrooms, mm-hmm. like, looked inside, and walked away.
Did you have a turd in the toilet?
Nah.
Did you mark your territory, and then you didn't want to come in there?
Probably. That could be it, too,
smelled like pee.
Maybe. But, yeah,
was it a clean bathroom, everything? No, like, you just think he doesn't like bathrooms.
I felt something like he was, like, locked into a bathroom. So, like, he didn't want to go near that. Like, the memory of, like, a toilet and a sink and a shower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think he was locked in a bathroom at some point?
Maybe. I don't know what his deal was. I wish I knew.
He's got really bad separation anxiety.
He does. And he was just dumped somewhere, I bet.
Yeah.
They said they just found him roaming the streets.
God, I cannot imagine him just being a street dog.
I can't either.
He's so soft.
You think so?
He's such a little bitch.
Why do you say that?
Nah, he could turn it on whenever he wants. He gets ferocious.
He's got a scary bark, too.
He's had a past life. He's...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He's seen some shit.
Yeah. He's got a come-up story for sure.
He's pummeled
just
some...
Just like fucking...
Some poodle puss.
FN Croatia got that come-up story in the World Cup.
But they lost.
Yeah, but, like, they were the underdogs. Like, everybody wanted them to win.
Yeah.
So.
Dude. World Cup was crazy today. The final, we watched it. I didn't think I was going to get that into it.
Six goals in one game. That's
a lot. Yeah, I can get behind that kind of sport.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's scoring going on. If it was a 0-1 game, I would have been pissed. Like, Trina.
Soccer.
Or 0-0 with penalties.
You liked it because, like, you saw a lot of goals being scored.
I didn't like it because of that.
No, I'm saying, like, if it was, like, a low-scoring game, like, 1-0 or 2-0, you probably would have been like, oh, this is dumb.
That's exactly what I just said.
Yeah, but like, it's because you don't like see soccer the same way that I do.
Oh my God.
Like, watching soccer is
like, you're right.
Like, if you like, I don't know, hold on. It'd be like, if you were an astronomer. And, like, you can look into the sky at night and see, like, all the constellations. And you know which ones they are. You can point them out all the time. Mm. So, you're, like...
That's beautiful.
You're like, somebody that, like, can look into the sky and see, like, the Big Dipper.
First of all, just don't say you're. Just be, like, some people. Because I feel attacked now.
Okay, I don't mean, like, you. But, like, there's... Like, you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
like, a normal person... Like, somebody that can appreciate soccer... Because
but
they're
do you
not
see,
seeing, like, the little, like, right. you're, they're not seeing, like, the good defending or, like, that split pass, like, through two defenders perfectly placed for somebody. Like, you're not seeing that. I am.
Yeah.
I mean, some people aren't seeing that, but I
can. I mean, I see it. I'm just not impressed. If you're not scoring, you just don't know how, it's all for nothing.
You know how hard it is to do that stuff?
It's all for nothing if you don't score.
No, it's not.
It's like dribbling a basketball between, like, four defenders and then getting to the hoop and just be like, ah.
But it's easier to score in basketball. Why do you think it's such, like, a high-scoring game?
Because.
See, I just got you.
No, you didn't even get me. But you, like, got you don't like, but you can understand how I can understand how you don't like basketball.
But I can appreciate
for the same reason. Like, exactly. I understand, like, it's an amazing athletic feat for you to move a 6'7" dude around,
right?
And then I
appreciate basketball and other sports. I know you appreciate soccer too. I'm just saying I see it differently the way you do. I see more of the little. But things.
Plus, you played soccer too. I never played basketball, so
So the World Cup's been crazy though. We got this 19-year-old Mbappe from France. France. Did you read up on him?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. It gave me goosies whenever he scored.
The only thing that, like, I was like, whoa, he's like the youngest player to score two goals in the World Cup since Pele in 1958.
Wait, two goals? He scored two?
Yeah.
In the World Cup. Oh, I meant in the final. Oh, though.
The youngest player to score two goals in a World Cup game. So, did he have two goals today?
I don't think so. I thought he just had one. Maybe it was a past game, but, like, he was the first one to score in a final since Pele.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's crazy. He's 19.
Yeah.
And remember when they put up, like, their salary, like, other athletes' salaries?
LeBron James is making $5 million.
Yeah, 19. Year.
Yeah,
freaking 19. Homie's making 20. $20 million a year.
20.5.
And he's 19?
Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, Mbappe only had one today. Still, though.
That's crazy. If you think about it, like,
19 years old and you score a goal in the World Cup.
People always shit on athletes for, like, getting money young and, like, they shouldn't have less money whenever they're young. But, like, if anything, like, in life, they're the people that should not. They don't deserve it, but, like,
but they, like, they
they're the people in life who would most not appreciate it, but, like, be less willing to blow it all because they're disciplined.
I mean, you would think so.
They're disciplined.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, at 19, not a professional athlete, nothing on that level ever, if I got $20 million, like, I wouldn't be alive right now. You know what I mean? Like, or, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be striving to keep playing a sport.
Yeah,
or,
and,
like,
then, I mean, there's plenty of other young athletes that get all that money.
But we only hear about the people that blow it because it's not like, I think with, like, football, it's different from sport to sport, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like those are the people who you would want to have that kind of money because they're disciplined and they're competitative so they can help people.
What?
I don't know, man.
They're competitive so they
No,
help
but, like,
people.
If you just, I feel like athletes get a bad rap, like, especially young athletes when they get a lot of money because they're like, oh, fuck this guy because he's 19 with $20
million. Maybe. I feel like
it's
more like that for, like, child actors and, like, musicians as opposed to athletes.
True. But people do poo-poo athletes.
What do you mean?
But, yeah, I guess you're right.
I guess they
a child actor would be less, I don't know, likable because they didn't earn that money.
I feel like I don't
ever like LeBron
really,
who
yeah.
came up.
But I feel like I don't, I guess, yeah. I guess it makes sense because I don't really feel like I hear bad stories about young athletes that are getting into trouble with that amount of money, like, as opposed to, like, a child actor or a child singer.
Yeah.
In the way, like, but I don't know if that's just because, like, they're more in the spotlight, so their lives are just being shown more as opposed to an athlete.
Or it's a different kind of stress. Because when you're, like, a young entertainer, I mean, I feel like it would be as if you don't hammer on this fame, like, you're going to lose it. And if you lose it, you lose out on future money, so you have to be like interesting. Whereas, like, an athlete, you just have to play better, or you just have to keep grinding. You have to keep working out. Entertainer, you have to keep upping the ante. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to do that with athletes. Athletes have to do that as well, though, because
younger
kids can come in and are better than these other child.
That's
stars.
What I'm saying. It's not a destructive path towards, like, the spotlight. Like it's you're bettering yourself. It's not where, I guess.
Yeah, being on like a team sport. Yeah.
No, but to where an actor or like an entertainer.
Right. It's more of a destructive path for them to go down as a child coming.
Yeah,
because
you have to just garner more spotlight. Like you need more roles and you need like more exposure.
Yeah, I can't imagine being famous as a kid. That'd fuck you up.
It's like a death sentence.
Right.
Like I would never want my kid to just be the Walmart kid, the Walmart yodel guy.
It's so different now, though. Like, think about that. Like, that kid, that Walmart yodel kid, that's old news. Like, people probably forgot.
But he's still getting pimped out by his family.
Yeah.
Like, he's not ever going to live, like, a normal life. He's going to be, like, a freaking...
Maybe. It's just a viral video.
No, but he just put out an album. Like, he's touring places. I know. I get what you're saying. Like, who knows how long it'll last. But, like, he's never going to have a normal childhood. Like, he's always going to want to keep trying to
Yeah. That will definitely, that. Like, impact him for the rest of his life. Or have, like, an influence on the rest of his life.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Only time will tell.
I know, right?
He's, like, a neat little experiment. He's, like, the updated version of Justin Bieber.
Mm, why would you say updated version of Justin
Bieber? Not updated, but kind of, like, a prototype of...
I feel like they're completely different, though.
But, I mean, just, like, Justin Bieber got viral famous YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching his, like, videos on YouTube of him singing.
I'm not saying he's going to end up the same way, but, like, it's... It's like a new sort of litmus test for like how early fame or what early fame does to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, in 2018.
It really is
instead
like
of
an
like
experiment.
Mid, yeah. Early 2000s, like how Justin Bieber came up.
The way like 10 years can impact somebody like a generation growing up with the same circumstances.
Like, do you think society protects those kids more now? Like, do you think we'll just like use up the yodel kid until, you know...
I don't know. I feel like there's just like so much that like because it is just like a viral video. Like I feel like when Justin Bieber got famous, viral videos weren't as much of a thing as they are now. So now this kid's getting famous from a viral video. Like it's so much like the backpack kid.
Oh yeah.
It's so easy for kids to just like become famous, quote unquote, but it's really just like getting their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah,
I feel like it's so much easier to get your 15 minutes.
True,
of fame
there's like a saturated market for those kind of videos and those kind of celebrities.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, freaking whoa, Vicky.
Yeah, I know. She's there's so many of
popular.
Them.
Yeah. There's Speaking of whoa, Vicky, there will be no.
There
just
will
saying,
not be.
Or Vicky's Corner, whatever we're calling it.
Just saying.
And there's gonna be no panda either. I wish I could do the drop.
Not,
we're not prepared.
Yeah, we're not even like close to a Panda Express, are we?
Mm,
I feel like the closest
like
one is
20
like,
minutes away.
Yeah, that's too far. That's too far for Panda.
No, it's like 15 minutes.
That's still too far.
Still.
It was like a 7-minute drive before.
All right. It'll be that much more worth it. And the fans, they need it.
They need it. We can just pull up some inspirational
I almost thought about that. Like, we should just like do like paper sounds or like plastic sounds over the mic. Just pull up any fortune. But then people would know. Because we could not make up the really terrible panda fortunes that we get.
I feel like we could. I feel like we could both make up our own panda fortunes right now.
Hmm.
Ready, set, go. You do yours first.
This is today's panda fortune. I don't have the drop. So that's
panda,
my drop.
Panda, panda, panda.
Live good and be good. See, that's a good one. That's a good bad one. Right? No.
A good bad one. Live good and be good. There you go. That's Zach's panda fortune.
That's kind of how they are.
What
Just
does
like,
that
mean?
Tell
to the
you,
truth
Zach?
Always, yeah. And you will be better. Like, that's how they go.
What does that mean to you? Live good, be good.
Live good, be good. As long as you're doing that, you'll never be misunderstood.
There you go. There you have
Boom.
It.
Boom.
It's pretty good.
What is yours?
Okay.
Oh, now it's the tables have turned.
Ooh.
The tables have turned. The bridges have burned.
That was me.
And now we wait. And now we've yearned.
All right.
Trina, go ahead.
Let's see what this says. Keep looking forward to the path that you're traveling on.
As it's funny because your face at first is like, was that good? No, was it? You're gonna laugh at mine. Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I can just, I would just want to keep talking like that in rhymes. You know what I mean? What was yours again?
Keep looking forward to the path you are traveling on.
Because if you don't, you'll fall.
That was the perfect panda fortune. Oh, okay?
That was perfect.
So, just keep that in mind.
So good. Keep so good.
Moving forward.
Oh, something else I wanted to bring up in the podcast.
Oh, yeah, what is this?
ASMR. Well, I'll just jump into this video. Maybe it explains. I haven't listened to this video or...
I have no idea what ASMR is.
Let's just get into it.
Hello, my name is Maria, and I'm here to tell you about ASMR. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a pleasant, tingling feeling that you experience when you hear unique, soft voices or hear certain soothing sounds, such as tapping.
Oh.
Or both, like sounds of me whispering and brushing your hair.
Oh my god. Sorry, I messed it up.
Or giving you a scalp massage.
Oh.
I can use this brush to trace along your face. One cheek. And the ear.
Dude, this is creepy.
And the other.
This is the same kind of person who talks to mannequins.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, god, that so creeped me out. I don't like the way she did it.
Explain to me what ASMR is.
All right, so it's basically there. It's what she said was, if you couldn't understand her creepy ass whisper.
And
autonomous,
none of those sounds were soothing.
They weren't. But people have different triggers.
Right.
It's supposed to be therapeutic. People do it to like fall asleep or relax, but it's autonomous sensory meridian response. You know that feeling? You remember when like it could be tactile too? Remember like when people would play that game on your back, like spiders going up your back?
Around the world in 90 days.
Break of
egg on your back. Well. Common.
And how you get like that. It would raise your, you know, your
like the hairs on the back of your neck.
Yeah,
it would
like give you like a chilly.
Yeah,
like that's what that's supposed to do, and people like that feeling, and it puts them in a, like a calm state.
Interesting. So it just gives you like goosies.
Yeah, and there's different triggers for it, and I thought it was like nutty whenever.
How
I first...
did you like hear about it?
It was like a random like just Facebook video, and they're like, "Do you know what ASMR is? Like, is ASMR porn?" Because it's like a weird fetishy thing. Like, you saw her, right?
Yeah.
Like, people were asking, like, is it just a sexual thing or
right,
can it be used
to... Right,
because,
you know, like, they say, like, women can have, like, orgasms without even touching them just because of, like, their senses and, like, putting hands, like, close to their body but not really. Like, I swear, you can, like, look it up. Yeah. It's like they'll go to, like, get
an Do I have to look it up?
It's not like it...
Can we try it out?
No. Huh. Oh, my gosh.
It's not, like, inappropriate? What are you...
It's not, like, inappropriate... I mean, it kind of is, but it's like the video, like there's like a video and she's just like laying on the table and the guy's just like putting his hand. Like
and she's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like having an orgasm. So I feel like it's like that.
Damn.
How it could be sexual.
Here's some sounds. They have like, this is a 3 hour long video.
3 hours.
Listen to the title. ASMR, 50 plus triggers over 3 hours. No talking. Ear cleaning, massage, tapping, peeling, umbrella, and more.
Ooh, ear cleaning.
It's just a preview of some of the sounds.
Oh, no. I don't like it.
It's like things blowing up. Those are nails going across. It's weird, right? Is it doing anything for you?
No.
What are those?
Those are clippers? I don't know.
Here, don't look and like try to guess what sounds they are.
Okay. wind.
This is kind of cheating though, because like, I'll go to a different one. Because they have it hooked up to a sound device, so the
sound. Hey guys, how's it going? Today I want to show you my awesome.
Sorry guys. No, so like, here, this is a better video. I think it's more gentle.
Great.
ASMR magic. No, it's weird. She has it like, she has stuff hooked up to like a machine that I guess it's a really sensitive for sound. I don't like that.
That sounds like you're the dentist. Oh no, I don't like this. Please make it stop. I'm done. I don't have
She has like plastic hooked to the microphone and she's like rubbing down on it with her hands.
I don't have this fetish thing.
Right?
And I feel like if you do, then...
Don't. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that to people.
I'm just kidding.
Your thing is your thing, boo-boo.
No, I'm just kidding. It's definitely not my thing.
We all have weird shit. Right?
Yeah, you like cold feet.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, what's your weird thing?
I don't think... Ow.
This is like a one big ruse to like...
So I've just put like a freaking light in my eye like he's interrogating me. What's your one thing?
This dope-ass pen has a light on it.
I know, I like that pen.
To interrogate you with.
I don't have a weird
thing. Where were you on the night of the last night?
Tell me. Here? With you?
So yeah, ASMR, try it out.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Let's make an ASMR video. Let's try to go viral. You know how I do that thing in the shower? Oh. That would be a good ASMR. That's too sexual though. I get this froth sometimes in the shower and I'm like, have we talked about it on the podcast?
A froth, is that what you just called it?
Like a soapy froth in the shower. You know, like you're cleaning yourself. And I'll have, like, my hand cupped.
I think we have talked about it.
Yeah, and I'll have it in the back, and I'll make, like, sounds, like, just the front.
It's almost like a suction cup, yeah. It's fucking nasty.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, I'll do it, and, like, I can hear Trina be like, I can hear you.
Okay, that was, like, one time.
But still. The other day? Was it the other day?
Yeah, when we were living at our own place.
You know what you do a lot, and I caught you... And your mom doing, or your mom did it?
What?
Like, she said the other day, and it was something that happened, like, a year ago. And I was like, I remember when that happened. It was, like, a year ago.
Oh, yeah. I have, like, a
You do that, too.
Yeah.
Why do people do that?
I have no freaking clue why I do that. We're like, yeah, the other day, and it happened, like, 3 months ago. What?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Jesus. Because you're trying to just sound too relevant. You're trying to Probably. Be too cool.
I'm trying to fit in.
Probably, though. Probably.
Probably.
So what do you think about being semi-homeless the past couple of days? We've been bouncing around.
I mean, I lived this lifestyle before.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
What are you, a harlot?
For real, an interesting show. No, I mean, it just reminds me of when I already did this, had stuff in a storage unit and pretty much lived in my car and lived here with your sister and between my mom's house. And so it's whatever. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Yeah.
It doesn't suck. Like, we have a place to go.
Yeah.
Everything's very accommodating. Like, we're not, like, we don't need anything.
Yeah, luckily, my sister's really nice.
Yeah.
We're staying here.
But, like, it does, like, it sucks, like, not have your own space.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but, like, we're recording out in their living room. We have to clean everything up. Can't just leave the studio equipment out. Yeah. This is cool, though.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. We're making it work.
How do you feel being roommates again? Having roommates.
I just, you know what the thing, what I hate the most, like, about having a roommate?
What?
I can't, like, not wear a bra.
God.
I have to wear a bra.
Yeah, it's so great right now.
I know, they're just free.
They are free.
But.
This is too much.
Right? After tonight.
Give them an ASMR, do the thing next to the.
No.
No?
What do you mean?
Like, do that, well, you're just, do the shimmy next to the mic. I'll turn them up real high.
I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't even checked our email. Have you? You know if we're getting emails? Are you guys writing to us? No, I do. We haven't.
Yeah, it's on my phone. We haven't.
I always check them, like, before we do the podcast and...
I do send myself emails, so I'll go through my emails.
Ooh.
When I'm at work,
yeah. You send yourself text messages, too. Fucking weirdo.
It's because I'm brilliant. And you have to capture things sometimes.
Yeah, man. For shizzle.
Oh, no. It's just articles. Stuff I want to watch later. Fuck. Hey, what's Quora? And why do people keep following me on it?
Quora? What do you mean?
Quora? It's like a thing where you go and ask questions on.
Oh, like
A-Q... Like, but why do people keep following me on it?
Or like A-Q-U-O-R-A or
No, it's just Quora.
Oh, like C-O-R-A.
Q-U... You had it almost. Just no A. Q-U-O-R-A.
Quora. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Right? It's just like a random app, but I think Facebook threw it on my phone to listen to my shit. But, yeah. If you're on Quora, shout out.
A place to share knowledge and better understand the world.
No, I didn't. We don't have to do Quora research.
I just wanted to see what it was.
Quora will be a perfect question on Quora. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ask questions.
What are you?
Yeah, Quora, what are you? And that'd be a freaking thread. I mean, it's just people asking questions.
Kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I kept getting, like, people following me, like, emails, you know what I mean? I turned it off since, but...
That's weird. Did you, like sign up for an account a long time ago and you don't
maybe.
Remember
I think I did through my phone, yeah. Hmm. A lot. That happens a lot. Have you noticed?
Just, like, sign up for shit.
I found a new app on my phone today. I'll go through right now.
It's probably the one that we both did.
What?
I don't even know what it's called.
Is it KCRW?
Nah.
I don't know what the fuck this is. Oh, it's, like, a live stream. Oh, it's kind of cool. Henry Rollins is on air.
Okay.
Want to listen to Henry Rollins?
I don't know what that is. Now Zach is just playing shit on
his phone. Sorry. Henry Rollins is like an old punk rocker turned writer turned like comedian. He's just badass. Check him out, Henry Rollins.
He's so versatile.
But he is. He's a very, I think he's like straight edge too.
Cool. Sounds like me. I'm just kidding.
No, you're a liar.
I'm just kidding.
You can't even be, you'll never be accepted by the straight edge community now. Because there's one thing they hate worse than people who do drugs. It's people who lie about not doing drugs. It's liars, actually.
Are you straight edge?
Straight edge people swear off drugs and liars. So you'll never fit in.
Okay. Sounds like I don't want to fit in with them then.
I think you're lying. Speaking of lying and stealing. We had an ordeal at Moondog.
Oh.
Moon Pie Doghouse.
Moondog Pie House.
Moon Frog. Pow.
Moondog Pie House.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Zach
Trina had a little
Oh,
I was gonna say Trina. I'm not putting myself in there.
It's fine. No, that's not what I was gonna talk about. I was just gonna talk about how like on Fridays I feel like we've been like having little date nights.
True. Oh.
Yeah.
That's why like every Friday you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Let's go get a drink.
Yeah. Is that okay?
That's cute.
I like it.
I mean, it's a little expensive, but it's cute.
Like, we don't really do anything else, though. Yeah, like, throughout the week, we're not like...
No, it is nice. It is very nice.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. We've been... Take your loved one on a date.
If you can afford it.
Anyways, Mellow Mushroom does Dollar Wine on Thursday nights. That's a cheap date. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, so we went to Moondog Pie House. Did I say it right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our server, I'm pretty sure she forgot to ring in my stromboli. And it's fine. It's whatever. It happens. I've done it before. So I told her in return I wanted to take a cup. Because I like cool pint glasses.
And she was already going to steal it anyways.
Oh, yeah. I was
already. You were already talking about how
one of the other,
cup.
Like another server came to like pre-bust or whatever, take the glass off the table. And I was like, oh, that can stay. She looked at me crazy.
So weird.
She's like, what the fuck?
Well, I think homegirl did forget to ring in your stromboli, didn't tell you. She was like, oh, no, it's in. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because we were sitting Bullshit. Outside and there was like a window. I could like see through the window. Mm. And she went inside because I was like, hey, like Zach was like, can you check on her stromboli? Because I let Zach do all the talking. When we got to eat.
You don't like confrontation.
I don't.
I could have handled that like right whenever she dropped off the plate.
I know, right?
But I knew you were like wait.
I sat there for like probably like 7 minutes before.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm not waiting, I'm sorry. And then I started eating my calzone.
I told him.
I felt bad.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But no, she like I was like looking through the window and I saw her like look into the computer and then look into her notepad, then look back to the computer, and then, like, grab a manager. I'm like, I think she forgot to ring it in. I don't know, though. That's all I could see. That's from the outside.
Maybe we're
in.
Wrong. Maybe they just the kitchen fucked up.
It
like
could
that's
be.
Like, the calzone guy and the stromboli guy. Like, they're two different stations, and the Stromboli guy was fucking up. Maybe. But the pizza calzone guy, he was like, I got like my
calzone
ticket.
Calzone and Stromboli would come from the same.
Yeah, it was on the same part of the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you got your Stromboli.
I stole a cup. I got some cool glasses.
And two cups.
Yeah.
And we got this Stromboli comped.
Yeah. We got the Stromboli for free, and I got two glasses. Yeah. So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
I had permission to take one glass, so.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that bad.
Well, she like brought out a bag.
Yeah, she brought out a brown bag. She's like, oh yeah, this is for the glass. Her name was Susan.
Duh!
Oh, we said where she works.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I was just about to say, hey, don't say her name.
No, she was cool. Like, she was cool.
Yeah.
And like right when she walked up and said her name, she reminded us of Susan from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. Plus, she forgot the Stromboli, which is such a Susan move.
Thing. That's a Susan
such
thing
Such a
to
Susan
do.
Move. She's
she was,
a sweetheart.
She was sweet.
I will be back again because of Susan. So, if you're Moondog and you get wind of this, you have a repeat customer because of Susan.
Yeah.
Not the opposite.
Exactly.
Great time, great food.
She had a good neighbor, too, whoever her neighbor was that night. She had a good neighbor. So, Moondog is doing things right.
This is the guilt.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, so I think we gave the fans what they want. We're going to be, I think we need to come back midweek. We need to. We'll be back recording. Let's wrap this up because I have to post this before it turns midnight. Before we miss yet another week.
I know. We're sorry, guys. I'm
so sorry.
I don't know if Zach is sorry, but I'm sorry.
You're such a sorry Sal. One more panda fortune before we go.
Yeah,
I've put had away
panda
that side
so
boob.
Long.
You can't just be touching your boobs while we're trying to wrap this up. You're gonna distract me. Come on.
I'm not doing anything.
Let them down.
You're
lying right now.
I'm not even touching my boobs.
I need to Snapchat this. No, I won't. I don't want people to see that.
Anyways, we love you guys.
Panda fortune before we go out. We didn't have a real one, so we gotta give them two.
Yeah. Well.
What's
well,
yours?
What do you mean?
Give him a panda fortune.
Right now, I already did one.
What?
I told you.
We need one more.
Well, you have to do another one, too.
Okay. All right,
I'll
do
first.
It after you. No, I went first last time.
All right.
I don't know what you're doing. What ASMR sound is that?
That was me opening the panda wrapper. Mm. All right, so my second panda fortune says... Patience is a virtue, comma, my friends.
Oh, my God.
Patience is a virtue.
Is that it?
Yeah. That was the most basic panda fortune
I
had.
Yeah, because you stole
another
fortune. You just,
I'm sorry.
That was not original. I think you can do better.
Okay.
I think you can do better.
I need you to go first.
All right. Let's try this. I'm going to do an ASMR sound. Doesn't have to be the crinkle wrapper. And then we'll do the panda fortune, okay? This is my ASMR sound.
Okay, all right. Now that everyone's ears are bleeding.
Guess what that was?
What is your panda fortune? I wish you guys could have seen the look in Zach's face after
I'm
I
searching.
Asked him what his fortune was. And it just went blank.
No, because that was my That's So Raven face. I was trying to
you
think
don't
of something.
Even know. That's So Raven looks to the left.
I was, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Nice. All right, panda fortune after. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do it again. Put your ear to the ground.
What?
For that is the safest sound.
Panda fortunes don't rhyme.
Tonight. It's got a lot of meaning. I'll let you guys take that. It's not up to an artist to elaborate on his works. It's up to you and how you take it, and take it as you will. This has been Cold Feet. I'm Zach.
I'm Trina. Bentley and Conan are sleeping.
Kai's in the room.
Yeah, we're sorry, Kai. You sliced me tonight.
Jesus, we tried to wrap it up, guys. I'm sorry. We love you. Love you.
Peace.
Bye.
so crazy, keep it up. Illuminate the way you move your body. So innocent and so naughty. Don't you stop,
won't you stop?
Cause we can slide to the middle of the floor. Drop your hip, baby. Do the dip, baby. And we can glide straight out of the door. It's our time. And no one's gonna stop us.
Shine on.
Won't you be my supernova? Want more, and I want.